WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. We're diving deep today into something I think we all need more of. Self-compassion. Seriously, who doesn't need a little extra kindness to earn their way sometimes? Think about it, life can be a roller coaster, right? We all stumble, we all mess up, and sometimes we're our own harshest critics. But what if I told you there was a superpower hidden inside each of us? A superpower that could help us navigate the ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and even joy. That superpower is self-compassion. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack how to integrate this game changer into your daily life. Let's get real for a second. Ever find yourself beating yourself up over a mistake? We've all been there. You spill coffee on your favorite shirt, miss a deadline, or maybe just have a bad hair day. And boom, the inner critic starts chirping away like a relentless alarm clock. But what if instead of that harsh voice, you could offer yourself a warm hug, a reassuring pat on the back, and a whisper of, hey, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. Let's learn from this and move forward. That's self-compassion in action. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you sprinkle that magic into your everyday existence. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first, acknowledge the voice, the little gremlin in your head that loves to point out every flaw and imperfection. Don't try to silence it, because chances are it's been with you for a long time. Instead, become aware of its presence. See if you can label those thoughts as critic thoughts rather than letting them control your emotions. 2. Treat yourself like your best friend. Ever notice how we're much more forgiving and understanding towards our friends when they mess up? Well, guess what? You deserve that same level of kindness. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a beloved friend who's going through a rough patch. Offer words of encouragement, support, and understanding. 3. Practice mindfulness. Self-compassion starts with being present in the moment. When you find yourself spiraling into negative thoughts, take a deep breath and bring your attention back to your senses. What do you see? Hear? Feel? This simple practice can help ground you and create space between your thoughts and your emotions. 4. Celebrate your strengths. It's easy to focus on our weaknesses, but don't forget to acknowledge your incredible strengths. Write down a list of things you're good at, things you're proud of, or qualities that make you unique. Make a habit of revisiting this list when you need a reminder of your awesomeness. 5. Be kind to your body. Self-compassion isn't just about our thoughts and emotions, it extends to our physical well-being too. Treat your body with kindness by nourishing it with healthy food, moving in ways that feel good, getting enough sleep, and taking breaks when you need them. Remember, you deserve to feel good in your own skin. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're at work, facing a challenging project, deadline, and suddenly you hit a wall. Frustration sets in, and that inner critic starts whispering doubts. But instead of letting it take over, you pause, take a deep breath, and remind yourself it's okay to feel frustrated. I'm doing my best and I'm capable of handling this. You then shift your focus, break down the task into smaller steps, and start tackling them one by one. That, my friends, is self-compassion in action. So remember, cultivating self-compassion isn't about becoming a pushover or ignoring our flaws. It's about embracing ourselves with warmth, understanding, and acceptance even when we make mistakes or stumble along the way. Listen, you're worthy of love, kindness, and respect, starting with yourself. Make that conscious choice to treat yourself like the amazing human you are. The world needs your light, your talents, and your unique perspective. And remember, every day is a fresh opportunity to practice self-compassion and create a more fulfilling and joyful life. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little extra self-love. And as always, leave me a comment below telling me what resonates most with you or any challenges you're facing when it comes to practicing self-compassion. I'm here for you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.